A few years ago, I wrote an open letter to Howard Stern. I don't know if he's still a well-known personality on American radio, but he may well be. It was in response to his response to a letter that I'd written to Bon Jovi, who is a person and a pop group, who at the time were visiting Tel Aviv to play their rock and roll. This is the letter I wrote all those years ago to Howard Stern. Buckle up. Dear Howard, I listened with interest to your comments on the wireless about my letter to the pop group Bon Jovi. There are a number of points you raise which I would like to clear up. One, you repeatedly suggest that I have something against Jews and also that I may be anti-Semitic. Not so. I have nothing against Jews or Judaism any more than I have anything against Hindus or Hinduism or Muslims or Islam or the Pope and Catholicism or the Dalai Lama or any other religious denomination or ethnic group. I am, suffice it to say, not a racial or religious bigot. I do not judge people or governments on the basis of their religious or ethnic backgrounds. I like this bit. Two. Fuck you! Three. At some point in your rant, you ask me to educate you. I am happy to oblige. Where do we start? Well, with respect to the history of Israel and Palestine, and how that history relates to me and Bon Jovi, and our relative positions to BDS, that is boycott, divestment and sanctions. Let's start with 1947-48 in Palestine. Imagine you are an indigenous Arab Palestinian living under the British Mandate when quite suddenly some terrorist Zionist gangs rise up against the British and with the help of powerful friends in the US unilaterally declare a new Jewish state, Israel. The neighboring Arab states resist. There is a short war, but the terrorist Zionist gangs are organized and powerful and prevail. They drive you and your families from your homes. They do this by force. I'm talking murder, execution, rape, ludice, like razing the whole villages to the ground. Howard, this is not contested history. It is just not very well known, and I thank you for the opportunity to bring it before your public. Anyway, back to the story. You must leave or die. You become refugees. You are displaced. You have no political or human rights. You live in refugee camps in the Sinai or Jordan or the Lebanon. The conquerors of what used to be your land, the owners of what used to be your houses, do as they will. How do you feel, brother? As it is unlikely you will ever engage in this conversation, I will try to answer for you. Howard Stern. I'll be Howard now for a minute. Hey, fuck you, Roger Waters. Why don't you go back to fucking England, you limey anti-Semitic piece of shit? We killed all the fucking indigenous people here in the Americas. So fucking what? Fuck 'em. You don't try to boycott the United States of America, Roger Waters. Whoa, steady, Howard. Calm down. As you rightly observe, I don't boycott the USA. What would be the point? Obviously, the whole of the rest of humanity deplores the genocide of the Native American indigenous peoples in both North and South America by the European settler colonialists in the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries. However, we are now faced with the current humanitarian dilemmas. Just because we ignored human rights back in the day does not mean it's right to ignore them now. Referring to my notes, Stern trots out the old lie that Palestine was an empty, arid, inhospitable, almost uninhabitable expanse of nothingness, and that the heroic Zionists transformed into a vibrant oasis of democracy and plenty. It's Golda Meir's old platitude, a country with no people for a people with no country. Try telling that to the Palestinians who actually lived there, not to mention the Jews who actually lived there, who numbered 10% of the population. My exercise in educating Howard Stern is probably futile, so I will move on. Number four, Howard Stern. Bon Jovi. I have no doubt that the guys in Bon Jovi mean well. Well, actually, I do have something of a doubt, but this was years ago, okay? Equally, I have no doubt that they have no clue as to the political implications of their endorsement of the policies of the current Israeli administration. I live in hope that one day, David, John, and Tico may look back on these days and say, okay, we were wrong. That's okay. Everyone has a right to be wrong, but human rights matter. Human beings matter. The creeping genocide of the Palestinian people is no less heinous than the genocide of the Native Americans was. Genocide is always wrong.